And here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024. HS2 is cutting carbon emissions by up to two-thirds on 5 viaducts using a new double composite design. This method significantly reduces concrete and steel compared to traditional approaches. The design adds a concrete bottom to steel beams, creating a hollow box structure. This allows for a thinner overall structure, reducing the use of high-emission materials like steel and concrete. The new design has been implemented on viaducts in Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire, and West Northamptonshire. Transport for the North Deputy Chief Executive Darren Oldham will be stepping down in May after a 30-year career in transport planning. Oldham, who is also lead officer for Rail and Roads, will be replaced as Deputy Chief Executive by Strategy Analyst and Communications Director Katie Day. Touching on his decision, Oldham said that it's been an honour and a privilege to serve the people of the North of England. And Network Rail and West Midlands Railway were joined by police, fire and ambulance services last weekend to test the sector's emergency response. Emergency services were tasked with rescuing volunteers mimicking train crew and passengers from inside the railway tunnel outside Sutton Coalfield Station in the West Midlands. A train was made to look like it had been struck by a fallen tree, which had been brought down by overhead wires. The training event involved around 250 people, that's according to Network Rail. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.